details.
Welcome back to the Good Day program. If you're joining us for the first time this day, we welcome you to more conversation about what's going on in the world. Sometimes it's silly stuff, sometimes it's serious stuff. It's always something that makes a difference, though.
Coming hopefully. Up next, the Beatles.
No, actually, coming up next, a little laughter.
Oh, I like laughter.
A little laughter. Then Uri Geller, who is in Japan visiting this week, we have his hotel. I could put the hotel phone number on the air, Richie. Michael, everybody could call.
Yeah, but probably not a good idea.
He just sent me an email with a picture of, and this is what I love about Uri. He loves to be with people. So he just, about 4 minutes ago, sent me a picture that was just, and this is the marvelous part about living in the world that we live in. That's why it's so exciting to be able to talk and chat and know people all around the world. This picture that he sent me was taken about 14 minutes ago. He's holding up his camera like many of us do, and he's taking a picture of himself with one of his fans in Japan as he's walking down the main street in Tokyo.
And Michael would like her.
I don't know whether it's a man or a woman. That's probably not, I shouldn't say that, right?
I saw the picture and I thought it was a woman.
Really? Okay. But isn't it amazing we can see the pictures? Like that, this really is amazing.
Yeah, you can see him too.
The picture's just taken.
Right.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so we'll see if we can catch up with Uri for a few minutes. First, though, did you know that if you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you'd have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee? Did you know that? Did you know if you passed gas consistently for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb?
It'd be half that amount of time if I eat black beans.
Yeah. Did you know the human heart creates enough pressure when it pumps out to the various parts of the body to squirt blood 30 feet?
Ooh.
Did you know that a cockroach will live 9 days without its head before it starves to death?
Yes, that I know.
It's pretty creepy.
I know that. Gross.
Did you know banging your head against a wall uses 150 calories an hour? Sounds pretty important. Did you know that a flea can jump 350 times its body length? It's like a human jumping the length of a football field if you put the two together comparatively. All right? Did you know that catfish has over 27,000 taste buds? What do you think could be so tasty on the bottom of a pond? Ew. Or a lake? Okay.
Yuck.
Okay, right-handed people live on average 9 years longer than left-handed people. Did you know that? So my question is, if you are ambidextrous, do you split the difference?
Oh, the years. That's
left-handed, right-handed. Get
interesting.
It?
Interesting. Yeah, my daughter is.
Thank you, Roberta.
Yeah, my older one
I said
is.
Was interesting. Yeah. Did you know that elephants are the only animals that cannot jump? And that's probably a good
that's
thing.
That's a good thing. Could you imagine standing next to a jumping elephant?
Could you imagine what happens when it comes down?
Did you know a cat's urine glows under a black light?
I did know that.
Does it really?
Yes, because they sell these cat urine things, and it comes with your own little black light so you can see where the spots are.
So who was actually paid to figure that out, though? Don't you want to know that?
I think all body fluids glow under a black light.
Mm. Did you know an ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain? Maybe proof of that is some of the people who work with me on this radio program. Did you know starfish have no brains?
Really?
Really? What, you think I'd josh you?
Don't you ever watch SpongeBob? Patrick is not necessarily the smartest thing ever. Mm.
Okay, here's the most compelling thing that you didn't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Polar bears are left pawed.
Really?
I didn't know
polar
that.
Polar bears.
How do we know that?
Well, because they're observed frequently by the people who do all of those things for the Discovery Channel.
And if you eat polar bear meat, you'll die.
Really?
Why? Because it has a high concentration of vitamin A that's toxic.
No kidding.
Huh.
Yep.
You're so smart.
I don't know why I know that. I just know it.
So let's go back here for a second to something I said a minute ago about right-handed people living on average 9 years longer than left-handed people. If the polar bears are left pawed, if they switch, do you think they'd live longer?
I
Or maybe the left-pawed ones live longer than the right-pawed ones.
No. Well, I don't know.
Left
if it's the same,
would be dominant,
it's the same.
But there's got to be some right-pawed ones because that would be the recessive.
Right.
Right?
Well, they're all albinos. They have to have some recessive genes.
Are we
other
really
than that, right?
Having this conversation right now?
Really? I don't think they're recessive. I think they're white. That's the color.
They're white.
I think if it came out like red, it would be recessive.
They wouldn't. Yeah, but there are no black polar bears, right?
Are you racist now against polar bears?
No, there are plenty of polar bears that are not.
They
are. White.
They roll in
the
mud.
I mean, there
mud.
Are plenty of bears. The brown bears in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they do? You've heard the story about what brown bears do in the woods.
They're a black bear in the woods.
Can I say something?
You may say something. You just did. Yeah, what else do you want to say besides something?
I thought of something really profound yesterday as I was waiting for the subway.
Yeah.
I was looking at the poster for the new movie Burlesque with Cher and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you, Doug Steffen, are the Cher of radio. You're old, but you're still hot as ever.
And you wear leather very well.
Exactly.
And have big hairstyles.
I'm old.
That was me.
But you're still hot as ever.
How would you know that I was hot or not?
No, just terms of your radio ability.
Really? Hmm. All right, I think I'll have to think about that one in a moment.
Doesn't go over as well as I
Thank heavens, this, yeah, right. Thank heavens this conversation is over because Uri Geller will join us if we've figured out how to use all these numbers. There are a lot of zeros and ones in this, Michael. Let's see if you can figure out Uri Geller next here on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The perfect recipe for holiday entertaining begins with my Martha Stewart collection only at Macy's. From the newest gadgets, roasting pans and bakeware, to pretty whiteware, turkey platters, and more. You'll find everything you need to prepare holiday dinners and feasts for a crowd.
Martha makes it entertaining with the Martha Stewart collection. Take an extra 10% off with your Macy's card or pass during Macy's Veterans Day sale. Putting it all together, that is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale and clearance prices.
Sometimes I'm better at delivering on promises than others. Not because I don't try or have good intentions. Just sometimes technology works. Sometimes it doesn't. In the case of our connection with Uri Geller in Tokyo, it works just fine. Thank you very much. What I love about our many, well, there's so many things that I love about our conversations and that people get a kick out of you and where you are and what you're doing. Uri is in Japan right now, and he's back in his hotel room. What happened, I was just talking about you sending me that picture with you and a fan in Tokyo, and I said to the audience, this picture was just taken. Here's Uri, who is out in the street, uses his whatever, you've got an iPod. What do you have that you take your pictures with?
I have a BlackBerry with me.
Okay, so you hold it up, take a picture of you and your fan, you send it to me, and in minutes, seconds, I can know what you're doing. I can even look around at what the weather's like in Tokyo today. It is a fantastic world that we live in. That way,
yes,
and in so many other ways, don't you think?
Yes. And you know, Doug, when I emailed you that picture, I also emailed it to my webmaster, Kevin Lewis, who is in England, yeah. and he put it on my website instantaneously.
Yeah.
He's actually listening to the show right now, as many Japanese people who are tuned in to our show every Tuesday when we do this show. There are tens of thousands of Japanese fans who are listening to us right now.
On gooddayshow.com. You know what we should do? When you're back or you're around someplace, I've started to stream the video so that now people can see me on the air and other people who participate in the program through the balance of the whole program. So it's like a television show. And when you're on with me, we ought to figure out how we can get you on, because I know you have all those gizmos wherever you are. You should be able to, we ought to have the two of us on together. That would be kind of cool.
Very cool. Well, you know that I come to Japan very often. I try to calculate out how many times I visited Japan, and Shippy is my brother-in-law and usually travels with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been here since 1972, over 100 times. Can
wow.
you believe that?
Well,
wow.
you took off in Japan about the same time you took off in America and the West. You took off in Japan, and what's so startling about that is you don't speak Japanese. Whatever you do has to be translated, so it is. That's even doubly impressive.
Yes, and you know, when Japanese people are amazed and excited, they use a word, and the word is sugoi. So they, when I bend a spoon, they go sugoi, sugoi. The reaction is so incredible. It's so different to the West. I love Japan, and I love the people in Japan. And I lived in Japan on Mount Fuji. Well, to be exact, under Mount Fuji for 1 year, and that was in the 70s, late 70s, when John Lennon and Yoko Ono directed me here, because I was then on an ego trip. All I cared about was fame and fortune,
yeah.
I just didn't know how to handle everything, and I even had bulimia. And Yoko told me, go to Japan, live there, find spirituality. And I said to her, well, I've heard of the word spirituality, but what is it?
Mm-hmm.
She said, go and find out. Anyhow, I flew here. Daniel and Natalie, my children were tiny. They were toddlers. I landed in Narita Airport, drove straight to Mount Fuji, and I disappeared into a forest right under the mountain for an entire year, which totally changed my life.
Mm-hmm. And then it has coupled that sensitivity with your abilities, and it makes a perfect combination, frankly. A lot of people don't think Japan is the seat of that sort of thing. You got to go further, like to Tibet or into India even, to find some of those special places. But in fact, there are special places all over the world.
All over. I think that every country on this planet has a special place,
mm-hmm.
a spiritual place, somewhere where you can really find yourself or meditate or be with nature and so forth. And the reason I came here was because Yoko Ono came from here,
mm-hmm.
and that was her land.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just fantastic. Every time I come here, it's different. You know, I'm here with my line of jewelry, and I'm doing television and so forth, and I have lots of friends here. You can imagine.
Yeah.
After 39 years, I've gathered an incredible amount of devoted friends and then fans. You see, this guy just walked in the street and freaked out when he saw me, and he was wearing my Uri Geller T-shirt. And that was a coincidence, do you understand? It was synchronicity.
I will never forget the night that you and Shippy and I, it was late after you'd done a performance. There's the three of us are walking down a street, and I think it was London, the East End, but some place we wanted to go to an Indian restaurant. And we walked across the street, and it was barely open, and these three guys came out, and they'd obviously been drinking, and they looked at you, and they said, that's blanking Uri Geller. Never will I ever forget that. It was hysterical, but it does show how people do recognize you, because you brought a lot of good to people. Check out Uri's whereabouts, the website, the pictures he's talking about at Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri. Talk to you next week.
Love you all. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Shoot.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here's a Ken who's in Bismarck, Illinois. You're a skeptic?
Yeah, I listen to you about every day. I like your show.
So you're a skeptic.
That's right. The Church of Doug.
Let us break bread together on our knees.
And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped you again. Get off the island, Lord.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
If you had your camera on me right now, Doug,
yes.
You'd see me dancing.
Well, that would be the good thing. I'm not sure why you don't want to have that the camera on. If I go for it, you ought to be able to go for it, Jim.
I don't have one where I am today, but I will do it. I will, yeah. I promise.
Streaming live at gooddayshow.com, the video of what's going on in the studio as I'm doing the program. Hello.
Hello.
800-510-8255, the Good Day program. The hoopla, that's J-Lo, by the way, singing. She has made it clear now that the American Idol trials have started,
mm-hmm.
and she's on the road judging.
Yeah.
She said, I do not want anybody performing my tunes.
What?
She does not want. She said some apparently have tried. It was flattering, but no, says J-Lo. She likes this gig. She says it's hard to reject some of those who are crying out, I've cried. You get a lot of elation. We put them through their tough times. But so far, it's been a ball. But she, if you don't want to get a call back from American Idol, you will not sing. You will sing. J-Lo. If you don't want to get a call back, you'll sing a Jennifer Lopez song. You want to get a call back, you won't.
Isn't that egotistical?
Kind of.
Thank you.
Right. But it's, you know,
I'm glad
she's a star. She's a star. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Oprah Winfrey in the interview with the Jackson Clan airing yesterday. Catherine Jackson admitted a lot of things, excuse me, including Michael's addiction to plastic surgery,
mm-hmm.
as well as Joe Jackson admitting that he abused the children with a switch.
Ew.
Huh?
And then he said he'd do it again because he wanted to keep him out of jail.
Yeah, right. Huh? Hello. Ding, 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 ding. She says to him, you might as well admit it, that's the way black people raise their children.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what he said?
Strap.
That's what she said.
And he said he didn't regret the beatings. It kept him out of jail and kept all the children right. I wonder if they'd all agree with that these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't Janet Jackson on some big interview? Was she on with Oprah last week?
She was on with George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
What's she plugging? She got to be out there.
She's got a movie out with Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. So, at any rate, I just thought it was interesting because there's so much buzz about that conversation. Buzz, 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 buzz. Speaking of buzz, Charlie Sheen is not panicking. I actually watched a little bit of 2.5 Men last night. I went to bed.
Still a funny show.
Fairly early. I thought it was terribly.
Really?
Martin Mull was on.
Mm-hmm.
And his character had been invited to a birthday party for Charlie's mother. I don't know who the actress is.
Mm-hmm.
But this Martin Mull's character brings a 30-year-old. And they talk about the lewdest, crudest, dumbest things. I didn't find it funny.
Sadly,
and I'm
that's
sitting
TV.
There thinking about this guy getting $1.5 million for doing 30 minutes of this tripe and think, what in the world
is
wrong with us?
This weekend, talked to the head writer from Night Court.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how TV shows have just gone downhill, that he wouldn't even do comedy anymore because it's not heartwarming. It's just nasty.
It's stupid and vulgar. Oy. All right, let's take a trip. Peter Greenberg here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It wasn't that long ago that passengers on flights would often make calls from the airplane just to say, guess where I'm calling from? These days, it's Wi-Fi in the sky that's the big story. Right now, most in-flight wireless services come from a company called AirCell. Their GoGo service is available on several airlines, including Delta, American, Alaska, and AirTran. Is it worth it? For leisure travelers, I can think of much better ways to pass time without spending any money. However, if you're a business traveler like me, it makes a lot of sense. You can even purchase a pass that works on all GoGo-equipped aircraft. A monthly pass is about $35. JetBlue recently announced its deal with a company called AirSat. These guys will rely on satellite service, which they claim will be on a par with the service we now have on the ground. American Airlines has launched a Wi-Fi widget, which allows customers to identify which of their aircraft is equipped. Because remember, just because an airline says they've got Wi-Fi doesn't mean it's available on every plane. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Whew. Hear that? That's the sound of Ava's trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at avis.com. Avis, we try harder.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing. to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship.
If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
You find your good day, find yourself. 800-510-8255. We are continuing our, if you will, should we call it a simulcast on a gooddayshow.com?
That's a good term.
Yeah.
Is it a simulcast? A radio, you can hear me or you can watch me if you'd like. I'm in a brighter blue bathrobe than I had last week displaying. I'm going through all the bathrobes, then I'll start going through the sweatshirts, and I'll go through the T-shirts, I'll go through the...
You have something different on every day.
Every day. Something different every day.
Text, oh, boy.
The text line
you know
for
that
us.
That much clothing?
Like closets and drawers full of stuff. That's a good time
good
to use
Lord.
It. 646-926-DOUG. I was toying with whether or not to make this a twiz quiz, Clay, as this is your time. I was going to do a word scramble.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Word scramble. All right, everybody ready for the word scramble?
Let me get my paper.
All right.
Okay, ready.
Get your paper. Here we go. This is a five-letter word.
Okay.
Five-letter word. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
Okay. There is an R. One R.
Give me an R, Doug.
Give you an R, Roberta. There is a C, Roberta.
R.C. Cola.
R.C.
Robert Conrad. Okay.
Yep, okay. There is an O, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Rico.
Mm-hmm. There is a G, Roberta.
Ricog.
And there is an A, Jennifer.
Ricaga. That's the word, Ricaga.
Ricaga, that's it. You know what the word is? And would like a swell prize. We have a lot of CDs that we're giving away this week. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Or maybe we'll give preference to the texter. If there is a correct answer, it's 646-926-DOUG. Clay will keep his eye on that. Include your name in the text, please. Or you can...
It's Cougar without the U.
Go to twitter.com/gooddayshow for our twiz quiz. The elements of fashion here include having you visit with us on Facebook. Now that I'm more active on Facebook, I'd like to meet you as you discuss with us who you are. Maybe we'll invite you to come on the program as a fan on Facebook. Fridays we try to do this, have somebody on this week if Clay's doing his job correctly anyway. Make sure that you're doing your job correctly, Clay. Will you please?
I will.
Do your job.
Hooray.
Yeah. Also, today. We have a couple of things of interest. I hope every day whether it's a video of the day or our poll of the day. Today, do you plan to read George W. Bush's book? Number one discussion topic on issue-oriented sort of political news talk radio is the new George Bush book. So if you plan to read the book, or if you don't, we gave you several scenarios to choose from. When you go, check your email, check the poll and take it at gooddayshow.com. Do you plan to read the book? A, yes, he's a brilliant strategist and author. B, yes, it's an inside look at history. C, no, he's an embarrassment to himself and others. D, no, he screwed up the economy so badly, I don't have enough money for the book. And E, no, I'm waiting for Dick Cheney's book. Those are the options. Help yourself. And also from yesterday, our poll, why do you listen to the radio? 45% of you responded it was because of the compelling personalities on the radio. That's kind of cool. 37% said, I like to get the news on the way to work. 9% of you said, I just listen to music radio. And the reason that people would say that is because I'm on a number of music radio stations with this program. Also, 8 or 9% of you said, I have a need to hear the latest Dick Cheney happenings. There you go. Dick making it big on Good Day. All right, let's see here. Our video of the day today, Clay, this comes from Wheel of Fortune. There, actually, somebody is going to try to do a reality show to get a new announcer for the Wheel of Fortune.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Actually, why don't I try for that? That'd be.
I know. You'd be really good at it.
Why don't you? How do we?
You mean to hook you up?
Yeah, hook me up. All right, so here's how recently was this done, Clay? This excerpt?
I believe it was this month.
This month.
Yeah, it was not last Friday, but the Friday before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this woman solves a 7-word 20...
That you're doing Clay's intro, never mind.
Oh, I got it! I got it!
But, I haven't done Clay's intro yet. No, we're going to do that, too.
I got the word!
Oh, quiet, calm down.
It was a hard one.
It took you a long
Simple
time.
Simple word, but it was
All
a hard
right.
one.
Anyway, so the Wheel of Fortune winner in our video of the day today solved one of the Wheel of Fortune puzzles using only one letter on the Wheel of Fortune. Here is the audio, but the video is extraordinarily good. But this kind of give you the clue and maybe will enhance your reason. This is a 27-letter puzzle. She's given one letter. Here it is.
One L.
Is this really solved?
What's that?
Can I solve? Okay. It is a prize puzzle.
Yeah.
I've got a good feeling about this.
That's right.
ABC's morning anchors couldn't believe her luck, but still not as surprised as the king of the big wheel.
They say you can see Sajak was completely stunned. He actually said, wait a minute, let me get over this, because he didn't know how to respond to her.
Yeah, no, that's impressive. You have a lot of practice or some luck, maybe mixed with both. Who knows? Congratulations.
Caitlin Burke is a lifelong wheel watcher and applied for the show dozens of times. To hear her describe it to New Jersey's Star Ledger, she's been practicing for this all her life. One day in high school, classmates took turns talking about their goals. Someone would say, I want to be a vet. I said, I want to go on Wheel of Fortune. Brooke got a Caribbean trip for solving that puzzle, but Fox News' Dana Perino isn't particularly impressed or clear on how the game works.
She only won $900.
Yeah, but
that's what she had thus far, but she obviously got the prize.
So if you solve the puzzle, you don't get the... Okay, I got it.
If you solve it, you get whatever is on the table.
And you always get the home game.
And you get to be in Boston. Mm-hmm.
Right. And while everyone else is cheering for Burke, MSNBC's Morning Joe team thinks it's really suspicious.
Come on. We got a quiz show scandal on our hands. I want a full congressional investigation.
Come on.
No, that does not happen.
That's a scene from Groundhog Day.
Don't trick us. No.
Finally, we should point out that one contestant before Burke actually guessed the letter R, but it wasn't there. Gawker says this means she had two letters, but who cares? Okay, so technically, Caitlin knew that there was no R included in addition to the one L that was shown too, but still, that was pretty damn impressive, no? So what do you think? Lucky break, or was this too lucky? I'm Chance Seals for Newsy.com.
All right.
Multiple sources.
Yeah, that came off of that came offline or online. So the story of the winner, it is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
You get right down to it. It's pretty amazing. 27-letter puzzle, wow.
Wow.
20 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut. Last week while I was gone one day, or was it the week before? A week before I was gone for, I wasn't gone for the day, I left for an hour or so. I had to leave, catch a train or a plane or something. So for whatever it was worth, Richie decided, and Richie, by the way.
No, Rich wasn't here. It was Roberta and I. And
that was it?
And Clay said, yes.
Oh, that's right, because Richie and I had to go the same day someplace.
Right, and so Clay said, can I do the rejoin? And so Roberta and I said, why not?
All right. So here is Clay Cohut, his debut at doing a rejoin on the Doug Steffen Good Day program when there was nobody else.
It's 5 past the hour. This is Clay Cohut. No, it
started, Michael, why did you start it? We'll have a pause. I want people to get the essence, the nuance, the twist, the warmth of this. So start it over again.
It's 45 past the hour. This is Clay Cohut for Doug Steffen's Good Day. We got Jennifer Horn over there, Roberta Fasinelli over there, and Desiree Tavares.
We're giving Clay his big break, Desiree.
Yeah.
Very good job, Clay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Desiree, you're a psychic.
It's not over, Michael.
And we got a caller for you here with a question. Ann, go ahead, please.
Very nice, Clay.
Hi, Desiree. My birthday is 9/28/52. I guess my question would be...
Now it's over.
We're radio professionals.
Yes, right.
Hey, that was pretty good, though. I still think that he did a nice job.
That was cute. Yeah, that's all right. You did all right, Clay.
We're radio professionals.
What would you tell him to do any better?
Let's see if we can figure out our word scramble and see who wins the prize. We'll try Terry, because Terry was the first caller. Is Terry male or female? Hello, Terry.
Terry, hello. How are you doing?
Terry sounds like a male to me. A male. You're a male, Terry, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, good. So what do you think the word is?
I would say cargo.
I would say you are correct. Cargo is the word.
It could also be Graco, by the way.
Graco? What's Graco?
Which is a popular name for a brand for baby supplies.
Yeah, baby supplies.
Really?
It could be Kroga.
No, we don't do proper names.
Or Kuga.
Oh, yeah.
Kuga. It could be Rakog.
Kuga.
Rakog. That's cargo in Cleon. Rakog.
Do you want to know what she's having for breakfast today, Terry, or not? Perhaps not.
Grits.
But at least she's getting a tickle out of it herself. All right. So, Terry, we'll send you some nice. Which of these two CDs do you want that we're giving away this week? One of them is Ray Charles. The other one is Smokey Robinson.
Oh, everybody's going for Smokey Robinson, but give me Ray Charles.
All right. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you, Peter. Will be the next person you talk to, 17 before the hour. Clay.
Yes.
I understand that Facebook has ordered, there's been a scandal over the past month or so about pictures showing up on Facebook. A lot of controversy. There are a lot of things happening on Facebook that seem to be problematic. One of them, apparently, there have been several times over this past year when people involved in the witness protection program have been on Facebook, and Facebook has finally been ordered by the government to take these pictures down.
Oh,
did you hear that story?
I didn't know, but I'm guessing it has something to do with the new photo memories section, where it will show you pictures of your friends that you may not have seen in a long time.
Well, this is Facebook has been ordered to remove photographs and death threats that were made against people living under the witness protection program. This guy was given a new identity after he gave evidence to help convict 8 men, including a drug lord. And so there was a hit put out on him, but he was moved. What's that show with McCormick? Isn't that show about the witness protection plan? I think it is, right?
I don't know if I've seen it.
Yeah, it's on TBS, I think, or one of the cable channels. But it's a pretty good show. Anyway... there were names flying all over this story, which sort of amazes me. I wouldn't want to have any names associated with if you're being protected from the mob. Why do you want your name all over the place? But Facebook was ordered to remove it. So, Clay, I often wonder, and we've had this discussion more than once, but this is a specific nuance of it, how much can you control of this stuff? If you got hundreds of millions of people, how can they monitor and control things like this and keep them from happening?
I think that's one of the big problems with large sites like that, and they have to rely a lot on users to moderate themselves. So a user can, if they see a picture that's offensive, instead of Facebook searching out for every pornographic image that's posted to Facebook, they will rely on their users to say, hey, this image is offensive, you should remove it. And so they'll look at images that are flagged individually.
Uh-huh. All right, well, that makes good sense. Would you say they are responsible in that regard?
I don't think so. No, yeah. I mean, they, like you said, they have 500 million users, and the only way they could be responsible is if they hired 400 million people to monitor each one. It's just not realistic.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it'd be easy for them to do. All right, so that's the story. Clay's report today. Now, speaking of reports, Dr. Ken Kronos reports in next here on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The magic of radio, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is magical in and of himself. You ever really think to yourself how important you are to so many different people? Do you ever, that you're not an egotistical guy, and that's one of the reasons that I think you and I are friends. You really don't have an ego. It doesn't drive you. You really do want to help people. Does it bother you even when people acknowledge that? Are you uncomfortable with me saying that?
No, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. If your wife tells you that, he said, are you talking to me? All right. Dr. Ken brought to you by Sustanex. Go to the website, trysustanex.com, which, by the way, if you don't remember that, but you have in your mind, okay, I heard something like Sustanex or Sus something. If you are confused or you are not listening as carefully as you might like to, we've offered a little help. If you go to the website, gooddayshow.com, right-hand side of the homepage, you see alternating there a number of different sponsors, and you'll see the Sustanex box come up. You can click on that, get your $5 off coupon, and then go to Walgreens and CVS and Target and the other pharmacy stores around to get this probiotic. I was going through a list of things this morning, Ken, about our body, and we spent a few minutes talking about the uniqueness of the human body. One of the things that came up is how acidic our stomachs are. Most people don't realize that you could, if you had, for whatever the reason, dropped a razor blade in your stomach, it would be digested by the acid. It's that strong. So how do probiotics survive is always the question.
Well, the probiotics that are found in Sustanex, our favorite one, amazingly have this natural organic covering on them. It's part of their structure. And that's why I like Sustanex. There's a lot of choices for probiotics out there, and the probiotic in Sustanex survives the acidic environment of the stomach, unlike the probiotics that are found in any of the foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yogurts just don't make it. They're not bad for you, just don't get enough. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost your immune system against cold and flu virus, and that's what we want to ward against this time of year. So, again, go online. All the people here on the program are on it. You can be, too. Save $5 on a purchase of Sustanex. Go to trysustanex.com. Some good news. I guess this is good news. Scientists have figured out how to turn skin into blood.
This is great news because this overcomes this incredible emotional controversy over the use of embryonic stem cells in research, their availability, all of the emotional, social issues about it. Canadian researchers, Doug, at the Stem Cell and Cancer Research Institute at McMaster University in Ontario, and a fine institution in Canada, have made the major step of reprogramming human skin cells into blood cells. Imagine going in for surgery and giving some of your skin and then giving you back your blood.
Yeah, very cool. Very good. So how long will this be before it can be used?
I think it's close. I think we're in the next couple of years we're going to be able to do this.
Good news about vitamin D again.
Yes, more good news. World Congress of Insulin Resistance, Diabetes, and Cardiovascular Studies reported that vitamin D can predict the future onset of diabetes. So, again, another reason when you go to the doctor, demand that they check your vitamin D level. I recommend everybody at least 30, ideally 40 to 60. It can predict whether you're going to have diabetes or not.
Dr. Ken Kronos, medical expert on Good Day here.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly.
I can fly too, but I didn't ever have a tree. I thought I could fly when I was a kid. I wanted to be just like Superman and jump off the garage roof. Good thing that there was a pile of leaves there. I might have had a broken something or other. This is I Believe I Can Fly, performed by R. Kelly from the film Space Jam. Remember that? Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny, and Bill Murray, which is at the top of the box office during this week in 1996. Who remembers that movie? Raise your hand.
I do.
Yeah, Jennifer remembers. Roberta, you don't remember?
Not really.
Sorry about that. You sound very nonplussed. You were very enthused earlier.
Yeah.
Now what's your problem? What's the matter with you? You okay?
Are you okay, Roberta?
I'm drinking my coffee.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
Does it have a little thought minute?
Chilling. Chuck is chilling today. As a matter of fact, he had to take his daughter to school for some reason, so Chuck Curry's not here. We will get the job done. However, even though he's not here, he's better at it than we are, but we'll muddle our way through. Mm-hmm. First up is our trivia contest, Movie Memories. This movie is really creepy. Creepy, 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 creepy. Topped the box office during this week in 1976. Stars 1, 2, 3.5 sort of well-known, maybe 4 people. You'll get the voices at least of a couple of them as we play the clues. Here's the first one.
Mama, I was so scared that I was dead. And the girls, they all laughed at me and didn't think that
anymore. And he was weak.
No, Mama.
He was weak.
No.
He was weak.
No.
He was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Say it.
He was weak.
I never saw it.
I know this.
Would never see it. It's a horrible.
Oh,
my God,
this.
What a horrible. Making movies like this should be a crime. 800-510-8255. Many of you will jump to the cause, however,
to win this.
The prize. Okay, we got it. We've been verified.
I so rarely
you
know
got
anything.
It, Roberta. I know. Okay, Michael, play the next clue, please.
Come here, little piggy. Come here, sucker. Come here, you little sucker. Come here. Here's one right here. Come here.
You shut up and do it already.
Come here, piggy.
Get her done. You can't do it from standing out here. Get her done, man. Get her done.
I can't.
Oh, right. Is that why Larry the Cable Guy says get her done a lot?
Who knows? 800-510-8255. You never won before in Movie Moments. have a clue as to what this is, you should call us right now as things get jammed up a little bit here. Last clue.
I've been invited to the prom.
Prom.
His name is Tom
Rossi.
Very nice boy, Mom.
No.
Oh, I recently saw
him. I said no. After all you've been taught.
Why didn't everybody just jump in? I guess we got this figured out, Michael. Thank you. Who is in this movie for extra credit? You know the name of the movie? That's what you need. At 800-510-8255. We'll have some movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
The perfect recipe for holiday entertaining begins with my Martha Stewart collection only at Macy's. From the newest gadgets, roasting pans and bakeware, to pretty whiteware, turkey platters, and more. You'll find everything you need to prepare holiday dinners and feasts for a crowd.
Martha makes it entertaining with the Martha Stewart collection. Take an extra 10% off with your Macy's card or pass during Macy's Veterans Day sale. Putting it all together, that's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale and clearance prices.
This is Shelley Nichols in a minute. Americans are answering the call this Veterans Day, taking part in Mission Serve, a national campaign to support our troops, veterans, and military families. Volunteers across the country can help out along with servicemen and women, politicians, and celebrities, like Rob McElhenney, the creator and star of FX's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
We're going to be on the USS Olympia at the Independence Seaport Museum, Philadelphia. We're going to be joined by servicemen, women, veterans, volunteers from Mission Serve, members of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and we're going to be there assembling care packages for local veterans. The care packages are going to be filled with essential emergency supplies that, you know, everybody should have. The fact that we're entering the 10th year of the war, it's never been more critical that we support the military communities, and I'm very proud to be a part of Mission Serve, and I encourage everybody listening to get involved too.
There's still time to do your part. Go to missionserve.org to find events in your area. This campaign is supported by Bank of America and Walmart. I'm Shelley Nichols.
All right, 800-510-8255. Looks like we have a number of people from whom to choose. Hold on just a second. Let's see what's going on here. George Clooney. Jennifer is going to direct and star in The Ides of March.
Okay.
An adaptation of a Broadway play called Farragut North. Ryan Gosling, Paul Giamatti, Marissa Tomei, and Evan Rachel Wood will be in this. It focuses on a political press spokesperson who works for a dramatic Democratic presidential candidate who happens to be George Clooney.
I'd vote for him.
I would. And let's see here. Eric McCormick is returning to TV, starring in a TNT drama called Perception. Yeah, who cares? Do you care? I don't care.
I like him.
Frank, what's the name of that movie?
Hey, that's Carrie.
It is Carrie. Sissy, SpaceX.